Doug in Atlanta. Hi, Doug.
Hey, first of all, I heard the whole Mark Stein segment here in Atlanta, so it came in fine here.
Yeah, it's just different. When the satellite burns out, it depends on which market you're in.
Ah, well, I like being in Atlanta then. Number two, the debates, you know, I don't know who they're really playing to at this point. I'm worried about who they're playing to, actually. If you're undecided at this point, if you're a swing voter at this point, are you just not paying attention, or are you a mood swing voter? And if that's the case, the debates really are weighted more on style for you than on substance. It doesn't matter.
Let me give you a contrary point of view, which is a lot of people desperately want to believe that the war is over, that the Afghanistan war solved everything. Those people want to believe that by taking out the Taliban and smashing up al-Qaeda, we are safe. And every time they hear John Kerry say that Iraq was a diversion and the president is lying and it's all about getting oil for Halliburton, they begin to think to themselves, you know, maybe the war is over and we can afford to go back to being silly. But then they hear the president or Dick Cheney or they see Beslan or Madrid or Bali and they realize the war is not over and they swing back. And so this is a tug of war between reality and a dream world that John Kerry lives in.
This rhetoric has been going on the whole campaign cycle so far. Do these October debates really add that much more weight to that debate?
I do. I think they do. I think they add to whether or not you're going to be living the September 10 world or realize it's still September 11.
I certainly hope so.
All right, Doug, thank you.